Angela Weidenbender remembers saying goodbye to her grandmother little by little as the disease progressed. With today's era of treatment, Angela wonders what it could have meant for her grandmother and is hopeful that her children will continue to create great memories with her well into her golden years.
So I was in my senior year of high school when my grandmother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. And this woman had been an absolute fixture in our family for as long as I could remember. And watching her progress through the disease for about 8 years was just heartbreaking. This is a woman who led a fantastic life. She was a Rosie the Riveter back during World War II, building airplanes, and then raised a beautiful family. To see my grandma go from being very independent, her and my grandfather did everything together. They were best friends. But then to see her gradually lose some of that independence, just when I'm reaching an age where I'm starting to gain independence, was honestly a little terrifying. To a woman that I'd looked up to and respected my whole life, to see her gradually lose little bits of herself, to me that was really hard, because this is a woman that could do anything and usually do it better than just about anybody else. We said goodbye probably 1,000 different times to her before she actually passed. We said goodbye whenever she stopped whistling as much. We said goodbye because she would whistle all the time when she was cooking. We said goodbye a little bit whenever she stopped cooking. We said goodbye the first time she didn't know who I was. My grandpa and my grandma, they were fiercely devoted to each other. But seeing the toll it took on him as a caregiver, it was hard. It was hard to watch. Ultimately, he did it for almost 8 years before he ended up passing before she did. So when I look at some of the treatment options out there today, I can't help but think of what that could have been like for my grandmother. You know, there were so many times that I really felt that we didn't know what to do. You know, we were kind of making it up as we went along at that time. But now it gives me a lot of hope, thinking that my daughter and, you know, my son and the grandkids that we have will not have to hopefully go through some of the same things and saying goodbye 100 times like we did. I wanted to really help honor her memory and try to do whatever I could to help others never have to go through that. When I looked at the Alzheimer's Association, saw that there was some openings here for ways to help, whether it's with volunteering or with through participation on the board, I thought, you know, what better way to honor her than trying to help? It gives me a lot of hope that the research continues and we're heading in the right direction with, you know, new advancements being found. You know, I won't have to worry about my daughter's taking care of me or my son taking care of me. I won't have to worry that I will look at my husband someday and not know who he is. That I will get to enjoy all the fun and crazy stories and adventures that I have with my kids now. That I will get to remember that. And in my golden years, I will look back on that with happy memories and not have it be so confusing to where I can't remember who it is I am and who it is my family is.